1 year, folks. Election Day 2012, 364 days away. You know, Americans are beginning this campaign season with a pretty low opinion of the government, of political leaders. Americans fed up with the government. A New York Times CBS News poll found that 89% of Americans don't trust the government, 84% disapprove of Congress. But the government isn't running. It's going to be around, and the Congress will still be around, but the cast of characters may be different. Joining us to talk about what we can expect over the next 364 days, Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Good morning, Todd.
Hey, good morning, John.
Down in you're right in the inside the bell, in the bubble itself, right, Todd?
That's, yeah, bubble boy.
And
I have many colleagues. Yeah.
And SAO political correspondent for our co-producer WNYC and the politics website, itsafreecountry.org. Anna, good morning to
you. Good morning.
So, you know, the political year, and I don't want to be too cynical about this, the political year starts in the winter and it stays winter for many, many, many months. And all of a sudden, it turns very hot and becomes summery. We've got a GOP debate, I guess, midweek. Todd Zwillick, take us through the first couple of months and give us a sense of the two or three big days to look forward to.
Sure. And I'll start you off, John, this Thursday. And it has nothing to do with the GOP debate, which we will be watching. But, you know, there have been so many. How about November 10th, which is this Thursday? That is the date, the earliest date, the United States Supreme Court could decide whether or not they're going to hear appeal against the Affordable Care Act. Some people disparagingly call that Obamacare. That is probably headed to the Supreme Court. We don't know for sure if the court will hear it. We assume they will. They're conferencing this week, and that decision could come down as early as Thursday. Huge implications for the election. All of the Republican candidates run against the repeal or the rollback of what they call Obamacare. It would be a huge victory for the president if that were to be declared constitutional in the core part of it, the individual mandate.
Wait a minute. Would it be? I mean, in a sense, if the Supreme Court strikes it down, then all of a sudden the GOP doesn't have an issue.
Well, they have an issue on how to rebuild it. I think it would be a repudiation for the president to have spent all of his political capital in the first year of his presidency on a bill that was just undone by the Supreme Court.
I'm trying to make you miserable, but Anna Sale is actually nodding her head in agreement. Anna, would you go along with that?
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, you cannot be arguing that the White House wants it to be repealed.
No, that's true. But the question is, in pure strategic terms, it's going to be a campaign issue, Obamacare, regardless of what the Supreme Court does. Todd, right?
It will be an issue either way, of course.
All right,
course
Anna Sale, look forward to what's your first date on the horizon here?
Well, first I want to look back to 2007 and remind everyone that we don't know what we're talking about a year out. Back in October of 2007, Romney was leading polls in Iowa. Fred Thompson was in second place. And then Huckabee was in third. And Huckabee, of course, went on to win the Iowa caucus. So there's that caveat. But I think you have to watch.
Although the Obama momentum and the Clinton-Obama momentum on the Democratic side was so huge, The Republicans were really kind of a sideshow. That's not the case this time around.
That's not the case this time. And even on the Obama-Clinton side, Obama had yet to get Oprah Winfrey's endorsement this time in 2007. So that was still to take shape. But I'd say what you want to watch is enthusiasm and independence, because President Obama won by expanding the electorate and getting folks out to the polls and also building a coalition of independents. So the things that I want to watch is, what's the turnout like in the New Hampshire primary? In 1992, there was record turnout when George H.W. Bush was not popular and went on to lose that race to Bill Clinton. So
lost that primary to Pat Buchanan.
He didn't lose it, but Pat Buchanan did challenge him, got 38% of the vote in 1992 when he was the incumbent,
Bush was the incumbent. When do we get that view? When's the New Hampshire primary?
The New Hampshire primary is January 10th. So it's a week after the Iowa caucus, which is just after New Year's Day. So this is right after the holidays. All this is going to start happening.
Todd, let me ask you a question about this independent idea. Are you there?
Yeah, right here, John.
Would you say independents this time around are more excited about getting it, being a part of the election, or are they more just disgruntled by what's happened over the last 4 years and are going to be more difficult to get to the polls than 4 years ago?
I'm going to guess it's probably the latter. We have very few signs that independents are excited about anything that they see in Washington or going on in their government. The Republican base is sure fired up over a whole lot of hatred of the president, and the president's going to do what he can to get his liberal base fired up. Some of them really like what he's been doing. Some of them don't. The people in the middle seem to be a whole lot of disgruntled. And I'll tell you another date that's going to be important and may involve a lot of independents. We don't know yet.
Right.
I'm picking March 20th. That's the first day of spring 2012. And I'm tagging that to Occupy Wall Street, not necessarily the people in the park in New York or in Oakland, but the movement, the idea. What has it become? Has it migrated to a movement of the left and disgruntled lefties, or has it become something more like we saw on Friday with national, you know, move your money out of a corporate bank day, a movement of the middle, a movement of the working class? If it has become the latter, and we don't know yet, that could have major implications on the electorate, would probably help Barack Obama, and would force the Republicans to shift their rhetoric over what they think the nature of income disparity is in this country. We don't know what that's going to look like yet, but the first day of spring of next year, I think we'll have a better idea.
All right, so Supreme Court looking at health care. Anna, you say the New Hampshire primary is going to be a really important gauge of how engaged people are. Mm-hmm. Todd says if the Occupy Wall Street folks survive the cold weather and make it through to the spring, we may know more about whether that's going to be an important element in the 2012 election. Anna, what's next for you?
Well, I just want to end by, I'm so curious who the running mate is going to be on the Republican side. Say, for example, that Mitt Romney is the nominee. Does he go straight at those Obama independents and bring on another sort of centrist who can have wide appeal? Or does he shore up his conservative base with a more conservative candidate a la Sarah Palin?
Are you saying no candidate right now in the GOP field is a complete candidate that pulls all of the
just look
Republican
at the
base?
Enthusiasm level on all those right. Republican voters. People have not made up their minds. They still are not happy with the
Todd
field.
Zwillick, take us out. You got 10 seconds.
How about the jobs report? Friday, November 2nd, the last Ooh. Jobs report before
yes.
the election.
Very
How about
good.
That?
Very good. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, Anna Sale, political correspondent for our co-producer, WNYC, and itsafreecountry.org. T-minus 364 days and counting. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Sure thing.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.